Welcome to another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast. This podcast is produced by Coramdeo Church in Omaha, Nebraska, for the benefit of Christians everywhere. If you like it, please share it with others. You can find credits and source information in the episode notes. As we begin today's meditation, let's quiet our hearts and minds before the Lord. O Lord, God of my salvation, every day I call upon you. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my strength fails. Renew me each morning with your steadfast love, that I may rejoice and be glad all my days. A prayer of confession. Living God, I confess today my deep tendency to pretend and perform. Rather than resting in the righteousness of Christ, I try to earn your favor through what I do. And when I fail to live up to your standard, I hide and pretend, rather than running to the cross of Christ. In this pattern of pride and unbelief, I am weary. And so I come to you, knowing that I do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with my weakness. I have one who is tempted in every way, yet without sin. So let me draw near to the throne of grace with confidence, that I may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Strengthen me by your Spirit to live in the good of the gospel, today and always. Amen. The word of the Lord from the Old Testament, Isaiah 35. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. And now we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord from the New Testament, Philippians 4:4-9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. A prayer of adoration. I adore you, O God, because you are near. I need not be anxious, because your peace guards my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. The Word of the Lord from Psalm 75. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your name is near. We recount your wondrous deeds. At the set time that I appoint, I will judge with equity. When the earth totters and all its inhabitants, it is I who keep steady its pillars. Selah. I say to the boastful, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horn, do not lift up your horn on high, or speak with haughty neck. For not from the east or from the west, and not from the wilderness comes lifting up, but it is God who executes judgment, putting down one and lifting up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, with foaming wine, well mixed, and he pours out from it. And all the wicked of the earth shall drain it down to the dregs. But I will declare it forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked I will cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. O Lord, with the psalmist I long for the day when you will judge the earth with equity. In times when my situation is uncertain, my relationships seem insecure, or the world is filled with trouble, this psalm reminds me that you hold the pillars of the earth steady. You will surely hold me steady as well. My safety is not found in human strength, in powerful leaders, or in stable circumstances. My safety is found in the steadfast love of the Lord. With all my heart, I look for the day when you return, bringing justice and restoration. You will bring an unshakable stability to this fragile world. As I go about my work today, I will rest in your righteous judgments. You love humility and goodness. You bring low the proud and the wicked. Search my heart. Steady me when I face temptation. And remind me of your love today. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and always, until the day of Christ's return. We'll see you again tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast.